Dubai Eye
103.8. Let's talk good deeds if we can. This is something that you noticed only in the last couple. I mean, you've been here throughout the entirety of the summer. And when you and I spoke yesterday about, you know, what's been going on, because I felt that was a little bit out of the loop, and you were struck by the number of feel-good stories that were coming out over the summer.
Yes, yes, they've been around. There's the owner of the Arabic restaurant in Satwa, I think it was, Full with Hummus, and he gives around 35 free meals a day to hungry people.
That's right. Fadi Ayed says it's generated revenue for him by increasing business rather than cost him money. So a little bit of charity goes a long way. There was the honest taxi driver who was rewarded by Sharjah police for returning a bag of jewellery left in his cab. We heard about the cleaner who found a suitcase full of gold, no less, in a car park here in the UAE, and also, through his honesty, returned it to the authorities and was recognised for his honesty forthwith. Well, we're joined in studio now by Kate Darling. Now, Kate runs a salon in JLT called That Hair Though. She's with us today to tell us about a programme she started to help the helpers. Kate, thanks so much indeed for joining us.
Thanks, it's my pleasure.
So tell us a bit, before we get on to the programme itself, what about the salon? How long have you owned it for, and why did you set it up?
So basically, we opened only January this year, so it's about 8 months now. We're all about empowering women, delivering professional service, and also having all ethical products. So everything's sustainable or cruelty-free or vegan. That's really important for us.
I mean, it is a competitive sector of the market. There are quite a few salons around town. Is it important to sort of set yourself apart from others in the industry?
Yeah, definitely. Like, literally everything we planned about this salon is so different for Dubai. And we took a lot of inspiration from around the world and from what we've seen and what we think Dubai really needs. So for that, being sustainable is a big one for us.
Now, one of the things that has really, you know, caught the imagination of the media and a number of your clients and a lot of people out there on social media is this new program that you run called Show Your Nanny Some Love. What's it all about?
Yeah, so basically it's all about just showing your appreciation for your nanny or your maid. We're offering free haircuts for your nanny or maid. Basically, I felt that, you know, these people help us every day. They're in our homes. They work really hard. I just thought it'd be really nice to be able to give them some pampering time and, yeah, experience it for themselves.
What sort of prompted you to start the program in the first place?
I think just being an expat for over 6 years, you know, I've worked really closely with people like that. And it's just a good opportunity to give back, especially while it's during the summer here, you know. We may as well be doing these things to just encourage people to come in and try it.
Did you find you had excess capacity and you thought, how can we make use of our time here?
Yeah, definitely. Like, just to keep us busy as well. And helping those people that really need it, I guess.
So what services can the nannies get if they come in?
A haircut, basically.
That's it.
Yeah, or like hairstyling, you know.
And in terms of the reaction that you've got, talk to us about the sort of numbers and the reaction that you've received.
Yeah, it's massive. Like, basically yesterday, I think about 10 influencers reposted it. We've had all the different press releases about it, so it's really taken off. I actually wasn't expecting it to go that big, but we're running it for 2 months, so if it's really effective and people are enjoying it, we'll extend it or offer more services.
So what's the time frame on it?
Until end of September,
so yeah. You've still got time. And I'm interested as well, because if you are being inundated with people coming in, are you getting to the point now that you have to ask people to prove that they're a nanny?
Basically, we just ask that their sponsor comes with them.
Nice, okay.
So it kind of controls it all. Yeah. And then we ask for advanced bookings, basically. We have to fit it all around.
Sure,
but, yeah.
And in terms of the reaction, I mean, you're giving something back to the community. You and your team are giving something back to the community. What does it mean to the nannies whose hairs that you've styled and cut already?
I think it's just nice for them to experience that. And
do you see that sort of on their faces? And
yeah,
their character,
they're really happy. Yeah. You know, we do a lot of work with the Philippines consulate as well. So we offer free haircuts for them on Sundays on our days off. So even that, it's something so nice for them. You know, they can't just get their hair cut every day or also in a really nice salon. It's not often they get that experience. So yeah, it's just great to be able to do that for them.
And in terms of, I mean, when you sort of sat down and set up the business, and you've talked about your sort of your approach to the business and your ethics when it came to the business, that's obviously something that's entwined with your corporate ethos. Does this sort of fit in with it as well?
Yeah, we wanted to always do something that would give back. So after this, we'll probably do something else. You know, that's really important for us, that the more successful we become, the more we give back, actually. So, yeah.
No, you and I were talking about this yesterday and earlier today. It's a great initiative and one that sort of it paid dividends as well, doesn't it? Because it gets us talking about it on the radio, gets others talking about
it. Yeah, I mean, if you've had that kind of a sharing with the influencers on social media in the first day, then
yeah,
that's great business, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. It raises a lot of awareness. So,
we mentioned earlier about that guy who found that giving away stuff actually benefited his business and his bottom line as well. Is that something that you're interested in? I mean, obviously, it's creating great awareness as well. Or are you there just to do something special for those that do something special every day for us?
Yeah, I think it's more about raising awareness to appreciate those people who help us on a day-to-day basis, you know. And it will encourage other people to do it and other businesses to do it as well. So that's important.
Pressure's on there, though, isn't it? Surely, Kate. You know, you've got to come up with something else after this one, haven't you?
No, I'm sure I'll come up with something really good. So don't worry.
My immediate thought was, yes, I will call up and book one in for my helper. But also, I need a haircut too, so I'll book one for myself as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Time poor.
Yeah, come in anytime.
I suppose that's something that you could do, isn't it? Is that you could go in together and spend a bit of time and show your appreciation in that way.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you can get pampered with your nanny. That it'd be really nice for her, I think.
You mentioned that this is something, a campaign that you've got running through till the end of September to show a little love, to show your nanny some love for all the love that they show and all the hard work that they give in families here across the UAE. Do you think that more of that needs to be done, not specifically by you and your company, but by larger companies and by larger conglomerates here in the region?
Yeah, I definitely think, you know, those people that are working really hard and also away from their families should feel supported here and encourage them to stay and enjoy their life here as well. So, yeah, definitely, I think that's important.
You're obviously a well-travelled individual and obviously you've chosen to set up here in Dubai as well. What are the sort of benefits of setting up a business in Dubai? Was it the sort of perfect environment for you to get started?
Yeah, I think as soon as I arrived, I just felt like this is a place for a lot of opportunity. And especially if you've traveled a lot, you know, you have a lot of inspiration of business ideas or gaps in the market. And so I found that really interesting. And then also it was kind of easy to set it up in a sense, like everything was quite straightforward. And I don't know, I just felt like it was meant to be and it was meant to happen here. So, yeah, I'm really enjoying it, especially with everyone being so international. I think that makes everything really interesting.
How have your staff responded to the program?
They love it because they do a lot of volunteering anyway. So, they're all loving it and excited for everyone to come in.
I think that's the word that I've been searching for here, and maybe something that's lacking in the work environment here, that the concept of volunteering that we might well have grown up with or experienced in other parts of the world, and yet here it still seems to be we're getting over that hurdle of, you know, how much. That seems to be the concept. Do you think that's changing at the moment?
Yeah, I think so. I think there are communities that are doing a lot of volunteer work and helping each other out. Definitely would like to see more of it. But yeah, it's getting there. I think Dubai in like the next 4 years will come a long way. A lot's changed in just the last year. So yeah, I think a lot of good things to come.
Great initiative. It's a campaign that has been launched by Kate and her team at That Hair. So where is That Hair though?
It's in JLT in Cluster N.
Cluster N, okay. And if people want to find out more about the program, if people want to come on down and try the salon out, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you and your crew?
You can do that through Instagram, thathairthough.tht, or email us on bookings@thtworld.com.
Okay. Well, again, congratulations on the program. Great news that things have been good since opening those doors at the beginning of the year. Looking forward to the end of the year as well. Are things looking good for the remainder of the year?
Yeah, we're really excited actually for the last 3 months of the year. It's really going to pick up. So,
expansion on the horizon yet?
Yeah, we've already got a few locations and some exciting ideas to come.
Great.
So, yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Keep us posted on the developments.
Yeah.
Kate, really appreciate it. Thanks for coming in. I know it's a busy time for you, so really appreciate you coming in, and all the best with the business. And of course, the new program, Show Your Nanny Some Love. Get in touch with Kate and her team and show your nanny some love. It's as simple as that. It does exactly what it says on the tin. Kate, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Really nice for Kate coming into the studio. Thanks to Kate and all the team at That Hair there. We'll post up the links how you can get in touch, but equally find out more on social media and the dedicated websites. That Hair though in JLT.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.